Well, to help these little things, really. The people, there seems to be a lot of people taking care of the refugees, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of help or support for the dogs and cats.
Tell us a little bit about your first trip over there and what you saw with the animals.
Yeah, their animal welfare, Ukrainian, Romanian animal welfare, isn't what we would call... well, it's not up to the UK standard of animal welfare. They try. I think there are a few individuals that are very good, but on the whole, their animal welfare isn't that good. Isn't that good at all.
And were there many animals just roaming the streets, obviously separated from their families?
Well, Romania has a problem with strays, with stray dogs anyway. And the state there does do a little bit of work. Some of the strays you see are tagged through their ears, like, say, we would tag our cattle here. So obviously they can keep a track on the individual animals. But also in Romania, there are dead dogs on the side of the road absolutely everywhere, which are strays, which people run them over, knock them over, and just leave them on the side of the road. Cats as well. We didn't see so many strays in Ukraine. Mostly the ones in Ukraine are the ones we picked, like this little one here that we picked up from the shelter.
And tell us about this ball of fluff that you've brought home. 5,000 miles you travelled with 5, you.
5,000 miles round trip, yeah. Nearly 5,000 miles round trip we did. She was one of 45 dogs and one cat that were rescued or pulled out of a shelter in Kiev. And they should have had an animal transport going in to pick them all up. But for some reason, he pulled out last minute. So we went in and picked them up and brought them out.
So you were to-ing and fro-ing with lots of lovely dogs and cats, but this one captured your heart.
Yeah, this one caught my eye, bless her. I felt sorry for her at first, but yeah, a poor little black thing covered in not very nice stuff, absolutely petrified. Yeah, and I just sort of felt sorry for her, really.
And she's sitting here munching on treats. How has she settled into a UK way of a dog's life?
Like she'd never been away. We have two other dogs and she's running around playing with them like she's been with them all her life. The only thing is with her is she's not that keen on strangers. Although she's sat here tucking into a bowl of treats, she's normally very, very vocal, very yappy, but I think she'll quieten down, I'm sure she will.
Did you have any idea when you drove out there to help people of Ukraine, you'd come home with a new member of the family?
Well, I said before I went that I wouldn't bring one home. But, yeah, obviously, there she is. So she was one of three we brought home. Two were rehomed. I dropped them off the other side of Ely on the way home. But this one came all the way home with us.
So what's on the itinerary for your next trip?
We obviously take a van full of stuff. We need things like paracetamol, all the stuff you get from chemists, non-prescription, cough, cold medicines, Calpol, and then there's baby bottles, and then the things like toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, deodorants, lady sanitary stuff. Drop all that off, and then what we're trying to do at the moment, because there's no animals coming out over the border, is to spend 5 days in Ukraine at one of the rescue shelters, treating and helping the little furry ones.
That's amazing. And you can bring the stuff to Vets for Pets.
Yes, that's right. You can drop it off at the reception desk or around the back of the surgery. We've already got lots of boxes and stuff started. We've got trolleys in supermarkets where one of our lovely ladies, Sarah, is going around collecting all the stuff. There's a list on our Facebook page of some of the items that we need.
When does it all need to be here by?
By the end of May, ideally, because we're going to go the first week of June. We've been donated quite a few microchip scanners by a company called Avid. A company called Vet Plus has donated Complavit, which is a vitamin supplement we can give to all the animals. Hills have donated loads of food for us to take out there. the back corridor is slowly filling up with everything, and we're just hoping we can get another van full over.
And finally, how are you feeling about your next trip?
Yeah, looking forward to it, really. Look, I know what to expect this time. First time, everything was a little bit unknown. But this time, yeah, I know what to expect. And what's more, at the point, I know where I'm going.